We are back at the BB&T Center. You got Panthers hockey coming up tonight. You will hear it on this very radio station. Going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. As I said, normally Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, would join us on Thursdays at 3, but he's unavailable this week, and we've had very good luck with Lee Sterling.
Yes.
He has been very good. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a professional handicapper, Lee Sterling. You can find him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You could check out his website, ParamountSports.com. He's been on a little bit of a hot streak for us. What's up, Lee?
Boy, am I glad to hear from you guys. I had a horrible week.
What happened?
Well, I mean, my wife's been on me to, you know, go get her. Her lease is running out to, you know, lease a new car. So she's like, well, give me a time, you know, in a day. And I said, okay, this is about 2-3 weeks ago. I tell her, okay, there's a week coming up. There's, you know, only going to be one college game, not 55 games. And so instead of me studying all Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll give you Tuesday, and we can go look at, you know, I'll give you, you decide on two dealerships and two types of cars, and we'll take a look at it. And I'm thinking, okay, it's not going to be that bad. I'll get through it. We're sitting there at a Volvo dealership, and then get one call from one of my daughters telling me she can't register for her courses. There's a hold on her account. We find out, you know, while we're sitting there waiting to find out if they have the car that my wife's looking at, and find out it's just over a $56 parking decal that they should have put on last semester. So
you're talking about your daughter at University of Miami?
No, this is the one in North Carolina, Carolina School of the Arts. So it turns out it's just a $56 error that they should have put on her account last semester that they're putting on this semester. So they had a hold for an hour or two. So she's freaking out. Then the other one calls me and tells me she thinks there's a leak in the house and a water leak. And then the housekeeper says, no, she doesn't think it's a water leak. She thinks it's, you know, the dog, you know, had an accident. And then after this is all done and we find out eventually that, you know, that it is a water leak, then my wife tells me she doesn't even want either one of the two cars that we're looking at.
So you've spun your wheels this week is what you're saying.
Oh, I'd rather sit in the office and watch football and have games coming up, you know, and you know, start doing my work. You know, this is too much.
All right, well, let's get some winners here. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. By the way, he does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking a little bit of gambling.
You should send him a beer or something.
Send him something for the week that he's going through. We're out at the BB&T Center. We're getting ready for some Panthers hockey tonight. Do you ever bet hockey?
No.
Okay.
I'll go to maybe one game every couple years. I'd rather be a specialist in a few things, football and basketball, than try to do a whole lot and not do it well.
Okay, so I will not ask you your take on Panthers Avalanche tonight, but I will ask you, there's Thursday night football tonight, obviously. Jags at Titans. Titans are 5-point favorites. I guess Cody Kessler will start again for the Jags at quarterback.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the under here. I think the under's the right side. Still seeing a lot of 37.5s here. Two offenses that don't seem to score a whole lot of points and don't have down the field passing games that are too good. And you know, both defenses seem to know each other very, very well. So I think you're going to see probably a 17-10 score either way. Give me the under.
Okay, under there. Why is Miami, I'm talking about the Hurricanes here, why are they a 3.5-point favorite over Wisconsin in the Pinstripe Bowl?
I don't get it, you know, right now. And I did correctly pick the last 2 weeks of the regular season for Miami for them to win. But I think that the coaching staff right now, I think they got to be out and not looking at tape back home of Wisconsin. I think they're out there trying to find some recruits. I mean, when you go from like 24, I think it was, verbals to like they're down to 13. I think they've lost 11 guys now, only two on offense. They got to find some new guys, whereas most of these colleges, you know, they're just honing in on a few guys. And I think it's a real big problem. So I don't think they're studying a whole lot of film of Wisconsin. And, you know, I just think it's a real problem right now what's going on at Miami. So when a team is distracted, and I've seen, you see this in the bowl games, you have to treat a bowl game totally different than you do any regular season game. First of all, it's a road game for both teams. And things happen. You can't make a decision right now in a game that's going to take place 2 or 3 weeks away, because you can have suspensions because of grades. Kids don't make the grades. They don't fulfill other requirements. You can also have kids decide they're not going to play in the bowl game.
Sometimes they just decide they're not going to play in a meaningless bowl game.
And then there's been cases. I had one time I found out the day before that a coach was going to retire, and that was it. He was going to quit, and the players played for him. So a game that I wasn't even looking at, I had no real opinion. I went on going on that team playing for their coach, and that's a strong bowl way to win usually some dollars during the bowl season. So you want teams that have something to play for, and I think it's going to be very, very tough for the Miami team to do it right now, because these coaches are out scrambling and getting option C and D right now when they thought they had about 23, 24 guys locked up.
So you'd be leaning towards Wisconsin right now, right, but a little too early to bet.
Yeah, and the problems at quarterback and the offensive line. You lose Jeff Thomas. He's your number one weapon here at receiver, also as a returner. So Miami's got they have their work cut out for him. And then also I get asked by people all the time the last couple weeks what's going on. I think Mark Richt has got to do one of two things. I think he's either got to come out and say, we're going to change coordinators, or we're going to go a different route, or I'm going to change things, and I'm open to change. And right now, you listen, he does not sound good at all. He's not come out with any statements at all, and I think it's hurting him recruiting-wise. I think it's hurt really the morale, and I think that's the biggest problem. The fans, all fans want is hope. Give us hope. And right now for the University of Miami, there's not much hope.
Quickly, because I don't want to run out of time, but the college football playoff games, and I know, again, it's early, but Clemson, the early line, they're giving Notre Dame 11.5. I think that may have opened as high as 14 at some places.
I like Notre Dame here. I think Notre Dame is solid. I think Clemson might be the second-best team, but, over a touchdown and a field goal on a neutral site, Notre Dame just doesn't make many mistakes. I think that their running game is underrated. Dexter Williams, since he came back, he missed the first couple games because of suspension. He adds a strong presence there, and their defensive line is good. And then you throw in the quarterback change, Ian Book. I like Notre Dame. It wouldn't surprise me if that game goes down to the wire. They might even win it outright.
What about Alabama giving Oklahoma 14?
Oh, I think Nick Saban is the right side here. There's two weapons for Oklahoma. They've got a great quarterback in Murray and a receiver that's really tough to guard. But if you only have two weapons, I think he'll take them away. And I think Alabama should win that game probably by 21 to 28 points.
And, Lee, if you believe, because I believe Alabama's going to go all the way, is it worth betting now before the semifinal game? Can you get a better line betting
that,
now?
That they'll be the actual champion, or make the championship?
No, be the actual champion. I think they're going to win it all.
Yeah, probably. You get a little bit better odds. And, just like the Georgia game, they won the game, but they didn't cover. So, to win two games, it's a little bit, harder to win two games, but I think their path is going to be good. And if Notre Dame does upset, the Clemson Tigers, then it's going to be even easier for them. So, yeah, if you like Alabama, probably now's the time to bet them.
Lee Sterling is with us, Paramount Sports. Patriots are 7.5-point favorites over the Dolphins on Sunday. You have a feeling on that one?
Yeah, I think that you're going to see Bill Belichick really try to win this game and maybe pull out all stops. The biggest problem here for Miami is Xavien Howard looks like probably had knee surgery, and the Dolphins didn't disclose it. Looks like he's going to miss this game here, and Dolphins have done great, against the Patriots at home, winning four of the last five, but four of their six victories this year were against the Raiders, Bills, and Jets. Dolphins are probably the worst 6-6 team I've seen maybe in the last 40, 50 years in the NFL. Give me New England minus the 7.5. I think New England will win this probably by 17 to 20 points.
I think, too, Bill Belichick, I'm with you, kind of wants to put the hammer down if he can and stop this narrative that the Miami Dolphins have their number in South Florida. I think this would be a game where if he could put the hammer down, he does.
Oh, yeah. And they're also battling to get home field advantage, throughout the playoffs. So very, very important for teams. He does not want to go to Kansas City to play out there for the AFC Championship.
All right, give us three random picks. We do this every week. Yep. Lee Sterling is with us. Your choice, three random plays.
First game I'm going to go with is the Kansas City Chiefs playing Baltimore. I think that this whole fun ride with Jackson at quarterback for Baltimore is going to end. I was on the wrong side last week. I thought Atlanta would end it. But with 3 weeks of tape of what Baltimore does on offense, I think that even Kansas City, who does get a lot of penetration from their defensive line, I think they'll get it done. Then also on offense, they play a lot of hurry up, and that will give Baltimore some trouble. If you wait until, you know, there's 2, 3, 5 seconds left on the clock, Baltimore showing all the different schemes and fake blitzes and blitzes, they'll put you to sleep. So give me Kansas City by double digits there. Game number two, I like New Orleans Saints here. Tampa Bay beat them in the first game. It was Fitzmagic that day. I think it was 48-40 was the final. I just think that that in that game, Drew Brees didn't do anything wrong. He just lit up Tampa's secondary for 432 yards, but now the Tampa Bay secondary is really depleted, and I think they'll do a number here on Jameis, and they don't have much running game here. And New Orleans wants to have a chance. I think they maybe smell blood here. If they can get the win and Chicago wins, then they've got home field advantage. Give me New Orleans minus the 8 against Tampa Bay.
And your third game?
Chicago Bears. So weather could be a big-time factor. You're watching this Rams team, and boy, do they have some weapons with Gurley, the passing game. But they are just not the same team since Cooper Kupp got injured and tore his knee up, and he's done for the season. So you just see guys, receivers running down the field early in the season, and they had just so much open space, and now there's not much area for him to throw in. I just think that it's going to be tougher and tougher as the season goes on. This Chicago team and the cold weather, I think, will be the great equalizer. I love their defense. A lot of people don't realize secondary has 21 picks, and they have the best pass rush in the NFL. So also Mitchell Trubisky will be back. Give me the Chicago Bears. They win the game outright.
All right, there you go. Lee Sterling. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. He's been hot for us. He does like the under tonight. Jags and Titans, he likes the under. Likes Notre Dame right now in the Notre Dame-Clemson game. Likes Bama in the Alabama-Oklahoma game. Likes the New England Patriots this Sunday, laying the points against our Dolphins. And his three random picks, he likes the Chiefs, he likes the Saints, and he likes the Bears. Thank you for making time for us, Lee.
Okay, guys. Anything's better than looking for a car again. If this goes on another week, I'm in trouble.
Always a pleasure. Lee Sterling there, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the BB&T Center.